Hey, y'all.
Oh, are we Southern?
I don't know. Y'all is just so fun to say.
It is. I wish people from New York said it more.
I know.
Because I'm like itching to use it.
Do you not use it?
I do, but I'll only do it to like our Discord or like in a random text with like family or friends. But like in my everyday life, like,
yeah,
I'd be like, hey, y'all. Just, it doesn't sound cute when you're from New York. It's just not as like sweet and endearing.
Well, thanks for putting on my place, Liz.
No, but we're talking to the peeps.
So yeah, like in me, my head, in I'm this, just saying, talking to you.
To me. Well, I'm a y'all girl, right. So I'm waiting. I'm ready for it. I'm good.
We're going to recap our weekend at EpiCon's Chicago.
EpiCon Chicago. I think that's what the convention was called. Yeah. EpiCon Chicago.
From March 22nd through the 24th.
Yep. Navy Pier, Amazing. Neither of us have actually been to the Navy Pier. We've both been to Chicago, but not actually on the Navy Pier itself.
Yeah.
Which was really cool to see. I mean, the view from our hotel, it was such a nice, with the water and the Ferris wheel. It was a really beautiful, it was cold and snowed, but it was a really beautiful sight to see.
I mean, it's March in Chicago, so.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, it was a fun weekend, not only to attend a multi-fandom convention, but it was also our birthday weekend.
It was.
That to me is like the most special part.
I know.
Is getting to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
Getting to travel with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like my biggest takeaway, and I was thinking about this, I'm like, oh, yes, we met cool people and we spoke to Tori and Madison, which we'll get to. I was like, I think my favorite part was just with Liz.
Yeah.
Because friendship.
Friendship. I mean, that's what Total Betty is all about, first of all.
Yes. Yes.
Stems from friendship. Friendship now around the globe.
That's right.
And it's just great to hang with your bestie, and like, I mean, girl, to be honest, girl forgot her pajamas.
I forgot about that.
How could you forget about my delicious butt?
Well, you're right. How dare I forget about the peach, the juicy peach bedroom.
My juicy peach. I was like, I apologize, but I will be sleeping in shirts and Winnie the Poohing it because I forgot pajamas. I literally packed everything. I had a list and pajamas just wasn't on there.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
We slept in separate beds.
We did. And cool. Even still, even who if cares? We did,
you love my
tush. You kept saying, you're like, no judgment. I'm like, I am never going to judge you. It's just, it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
But we arrived on Friday and we flew out of, we're from New York, if you don't know. If you're the first time listening to this, hello, welcome.
Hey.
And it was really funny because Liz and I were on the plane and we're like, is that Posh Up Girl? XOXO Posh Up Girl?
XOXO Posh Up Girl.
If you know Audrey, right? Who we've spoken to before on Three Gossip Girls, which was an amazing conversation. We'll link our episode with her. But we didn't want to be creepy because what if it wasn't her?
Right. And then at the convention, we heard her, you know, promote her shop and ask a question. I was like, Michelle, it was her.
It was her. I mean, I don't know if that actually was her on the plane, but I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah. We were like, which rows behind. Which was
really funny because she's also from New York.
Yes.
Or from Connecticut area.
Yeah. Tri-state area.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, hi, Audrey.
Hey, Audrey. How you doing, girl?
We just didn't want to be creepy because we weren't sure.
But we saw you.
Yeah. And I appreciate your hustle.
Same, girl. Same.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so then Friday night was the first event, was the Tyler Posey and Femme concert.
Yeah.
Which we have seen Tyler before at Epics and Chill, which was EpiCon's first
ever convention.
Right.
First fandom convention ever. And then they did the Vampire Diaries one right after that, right?
Yeah. But we have seen Tyler perform before, and it was like one of our favorite concerts ever.
It was like being at a Blink-182 concert in like the ninth grade. It was we were living our best lives.
Yeah, and Femme performed with him too.
Right.
When we saw it back in August
2022.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this time around, Femme had her own set, and then Tyler came in and did his own set. So that was pretty cool to see.
It was.
And they're really, really, really sweet. If you don't know, they're married in real life.
Yeah.
And they just have a really good chemistry, really good rapport with each other.
adorable.
Yeah.
I love watching them.
They were
them.
Great. And it was like a comedy team. Like, and honestly, my favorite part was the messages that they were telling the audience. Like, just don't let the world get you down, even though it's hard not to. And like, people might have these thoughts of, you know, ending lives and things like it just, it gets better. And the stuff that they said was really important. And I'm really glad that we got to witness it.
Yeah. And Tyler's really open about his sobriety journey, which I appreciate. And so when you go to see him, or maybe it was just in this very intimate atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's almost like he has a conversation with you.
Yeah. He's both did.
Yeah. He's very engaged with his audience. He's just, we got to talk to him back at, when we met him at Epix, and he's just a cool dude. Like, I love his energy.
He's got best friend energy.
He has. Yes, he does.
Like, he is with you for life.
Yeah.
Just will pump you up, help you when you're sad. Just a cool dude. And Femme seems really cool too.
I know.
She came in with this like enlarged head.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
The mask?
The mask
type deal?
It wasn't, it was like, I don't know if it necessarily went over her face, but she held it above her head.
And it was of her, right?
It was of her, like a replica of her, but it was a huge head with these like huge eyelashes. It was really, really cool.
It was a vibe.
I tried looking up if she's done this before, but I couldn't find it anywhere. Oh. I was like, does this mean something, or are we missing out? But I couldn't find it. Anyway, if you saw it in person, it was super cool.
Yeah. It was really cool. I have video of it. I watched it today.
Yes.
I was like, wow, this is a vibe.
Yeah. We can post it.
We will post it. Yeah. So we had two interviews lined up for the weekend.
So grateful.
Tori DeVito.
The best.
And Madison McLaughlin.
The bester.
So we were really excited to have the chance to talk to both of these women. Mm. And we were really excited, one, for Tori, because... Hello, we're covering Pretty Little Liars, and we covered One Tree Hill, and I also love her Christmas movies.
Yeah, and we've just seen her in so much in this like past 15 to 20 years worth of not only teen dramas, but just she's versed in all different television shows.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to see her talk about shows that we are actually covering.
Right. And behind the scenes story of Total Betty, when we met her back at Epix...
You mean 2022?
Back at Epix. Yeah. Yeah. 2022. Epix.
Epic and chill.
It was Epix and chill.
Epix and chill.
Yeah. We're okay, guys. When we met her almost 2 years ago, I called her Tori DeVito to her face twice. Mm-hmm. Twice. And it has haunted me ever since. And so when we got the email that we were going to be able to talk to her, I was like, well, first off, Liz sent me a text. And she goes, you better get your shit together, girl, because we're talking to Tori. And I was like, that sounds great. I'm not going to say her last name.
She goes, you could say it, but let's just not even say her last name in general. I was like, well, I'm comfortable saying it. And then as I'm talking to Michelle, and I was like, now I'm saying DeVito all of a sudden. So I was like, hey, thanks so much, Tori, for joining us. But her name is Tori DeVito.
Yeah.
And she is a sweet soul human. Gorgeous goddess that walked in the room, and I was like, you're breathless.
Yeah.
Breathtaking.
You took our breath away.
You took our breath away.
Yeah. So we're going to go into our conversation with Tori here.
All right. We're rolling. We're here with Tori. Thank you so much for joining us. EpicCon Chicago. So Michelle and I, we do teen drama podcasts. We did One Tree Hill, and we're doing right now Pretty Little Liars. So we wanted to know your process of preparing for Nani Carey, preparing for Melissa Hastings. How do they differ? How are they the same?
Oh my gosh. Well, they were so different, you know, because in the beginning of Nani Carey, I was just playing what seemed like an innocent nanny. And, you know, I did know that she was going to try to interfere in their marriage and stuff, but I had no idea what was to come. They didn't even know that that was part of it. Actually, in between the two seasons, they called me and made that decision. Like, we want to bring you back, and we want to do like a misery storyline. So I had no idea what this role was going to be. So my preparation changed kind of as the episodes were going. Right. And obviously towards the end, it was so fun. But a lot of my preparation was like her pain of like losing her own kid, which is what made her do all the crazy things, right? So it's probably a little different than most people would think. They're like, oh, you're just playing this crazy person. But it's like, I had to find sympathy for her. And then for Melissa, she was like, you know, just this little like debutante, you know, preppy uptight, just everything has to be perfect. So that was totally different. That was just kind of like me tapping into that, like, you know, anything that's imperfect is just grotesque to her. Do you know what I mean? She needed everything to be perfect. And really, her life was in complete shambles.
So funny, because I'm watching Pretty Little Liars for the first time.
Yeah.
And so just watching the story unfold and then seeing like the Carrie character, and I've seen your Christmas movies, which I love too. And then seeing Melissa, I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Melissa, right now where we're at in season two is we're going through her pregnancy. And I don't know what happened. So,
yeah. I won't say anything. Although if you walk around here today, you might get a lot of spoilers. So be careful.
I know. She's not coming to the panel. So
there you go. Put on your earplugs.
So it's so cool to be at a multi-fandom convention. And we would love to know, like, what kind of convention would you attend as a fan? I was watching your stories. I know you're going through the Sarah J. Maas books.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And so is that something you would want to attend as a fan, or is there anything else?
If the characters of the book were real and could pop out of the pages, 100% I'd be there. I'd be like, hi, nice to meet you. No, I would either do that or a K-drama convention. I would die. I would die. Oh my God. But we need to start. We need to petition to start K-drama conventions and bring them here. People would go, I mean.
They absolutely would.
My fiance would be like, oh God. But I would be there, 100%.
Is there a specific K-drama that you love the most?
It's too hard, because every time I think I have a favorite, then I watch another one and I sob equally as hard and I fall equally as in love. But the first one that ever got me into K-dramas was Crash Landing on You. And you can watch that one on Netflix. That was the first one I ever saw. And I was like, what is this magic TV making? What am I watching? Like, they have the same song that, like, hits every time the characters have a moment, every single episode. So you fall in love with this one song the whole show, too. Mm-hmm. And it, like, one of them's my alarm to wake up. Oh, like, I say I'm upset, would definitely go to a convention.
We need to start this. It needs to happen.
For Tori.
And Tori will be number one online. Yeah,
like, nice to meet you. I gotta brush up on my Korean.
I love it. So great. I mean, we're gonna jump ship here, but only because Michelle and I are from Long Island.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we had researched that you were from Huntington area.
Yes.
So we wanted to know your bagel and schmear, or like egg sammy, or like pizza order, because those are like most, you know, universal. Obviously. In Long Island.
Obviously. So I love poppy seed with cream cheese and tomato. And I love, just honestly, I could go for just a cheese pizza in New York. Like, it doesn't need anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
traditionalist.
You don't need anything, just
for
traditionalist,
sure.
For sure. But the thing I get excited about the most, I don't really go to Long Island anymore because I don't really have family there anymore. But my dad still lives in Brooklyn. So just New York in general is Heroes.
Like, oh, yeah.
Nobody does a sandwich outside of New York like New York. Like, all the veggies with the Italian dressing and like on that like baguette, you know what I mean? That baked Italian bread. It's like, ugh. I would, I'd go to a fan convention for that sandwich.
You bring the sandwich.
I bring the convention.
They probably won't let you bring it
to the K-drama.
Yeah, you can eat outside. You'll smell like onions, but it'll be worth it.
It'll be worth it.
Let's just make a sandwich K-drama convention.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's do it.
Let's just do it.
Thank you so much, Tori.
Thank you, Tori.
Nice to meet you guys.
And we can't wait to see you the rest of the weekend. And we hope you have a great time.
I love the fact that Tori loves K-dramas.
She was giddy. Schoolgirl about it.
Schoolgirl giddy. And that her New York food takeaway is a sandwich.
I know. I was like, do you call it a hoagie? Do you call
it's PA,
a grinder?
Right? Yeah.
People have different terminology for the Subway sandwich, like a sub.
Yeah. A good, or hero.
A hero. I think we call it, regionally, we call it a hero, right?
I would think so. That's what I call it.
That's what we call it, a hero.
The Let's grinder, where is that from?
I don't know.
Mm.
I've just seen it a lot in the social media realm of the grinder salad, the grinder sandwich.
Yeah.
It's just essentially an Italian sub.
Yeah.
Italian hero.
Yeah, and she talks about that, how she loves
all the fixins.
All the fixins on a sandwich.
Gotta have it.
It was great. And then we got to speak with Madison, which...
the sweet girl.
The sweetest human on earth. I want to give some backstory of her. She is known for her roles on Arrow, Supernatural, Roswell, New Mexico, Chicago PD, She was part of Teen Wolf as well.
Yeah, it's endless.
Like, almost
they were joking, like, she is the guest star on, like, pretty much every show that we were talking about at the convention.
Yeah. She's directed two shorts. She's also the VP of the MacPac Foundation, which is a non-for-profit that provides support to families and patients with the rare disease HBSL. Her sisters have it.
She does amazing work.
Yeah. And so we've never met her before. So she comes in to speak with us and she's like, guys, I have bad news. I lost my voice.
Yeah. She's like, I was just, because she's so sweet and generous with her time. Everyone who got to do meet and greets with her and doing the panels, like, she exhausted her voice.
Yeah.
And it was still so delicious to hear her, like, sexy voice.
I know.
She's like, I'm channeling my inner Sophia Bush. And I'm like, you are doing it all. You are her.
Yeah. So we were fangirling over Sophia Bush with her.
Yeah. She's so cute.
We talked about Gilmore Girls and which team we're on. So let's go into our conversation with her. We're here with Madison at Epicons and we're so excited. No, you can, I'll do it. You can sit here next to me. Liz is with me too. Yeah, come on over. And Madison is the sweetest ever, and she's losing her voice, and we're not going to torture it. But we just have one question for you that we ask everyone. If you were a type of pasta noodle, what kind of noodle would you be?
Bow tie.
And we've always said, if we asked Sophia Bush this question, we always thought she'd be bow tie.
Isn't that, it's like meant to be.
That is the highest compliment I've ever heard in my whole entire life. I love that. Now you have to ask Sophia.
I know. Well, we try.
Oh my gosh. No, I knew immediately every year, my birthday dinner, every year, my mom makes me bow tie pasta because it's my absolute favorite. And it's like a little fancy, a little playful.
It's a fun shape.
And there's a lot of variety.
Exactly.
You can go with like a butter parmesan, or you can like spice it up, do some spices, do some thyme, do some rosemary, even do some cayenne, some red pepper, if you will.
Mouth is watering.
I mean, I really need pasta now. But yeah, a bow tie, hands down.
I love that.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madison. Thank you
so much. I'm so sorry. My voice is so gone.
No, it's your channeling, Sophia. We understand.
Listen, oh my gosh. I think that was the problem, is I spent my voice just fangirling to Sophia Bush about Sophia Bush. And no regrets.
No regrets.
Would do it again, 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. Would recommend.
Yes.
Thank you, Madison. As you heard, we tell her that bow tie pasta is what we always felt Sophia Bush would be.
Yeah.
And she took that as the highest compliment.
Of course.
Which, obviously.
Queen and then Sophia.
She's like, you have to ask Sophia which noodle she would be. Like,
We will.
One day.
One day. It's on the list of asking Sophia Bush which noodle she would be. Because I feel Sophia, this is an important question for Sophia. Sophia, if you're out there listening,
please.
It's a very important question because she loves her pasta. She loves Italy.
Yep.
It just makes sense.
It does.
So we're going to put that in the universe.
I know. It's the one question I have for Sophia Bush.
It's just the one. Just the one. We don't need to know anything. We just want the one.
That's it. That's all we want to know. Another special part of the weekend, meeting our Total Betty listener and patron,
I know.
Kate.
And Kate loves We Are Liars. She loves Pretty Little Liars. So this was the main reason for her going, because there was some PLL cast.
Yeah.
And so she got photo ops with Tori and she got Wilma Troyan. And she showed us both pictures. They are so adorable.
Oh, they're so cute.
It was really, first of all, it was amazing to meet her in person because we've had this like online relationship with her.
Yeah.
And we never got to meet her. We never got to hug her and, enjoy her in person. So that was really great to be able to connect with another Betty there. And then for her to, and then she and I got to sit in on a PLL panel together because Michelle had to go away.
I did. I went away. It's really funny. I feel like every time I attend a fan convention, there is a show that I am
currently watching
and there's spoilers and I can't attend it. So for this one, I put my AirPods in. I listened to Arisha and Brooke, caught up on Rich and Daily.
Yeah, we love them.
And it was great because I just sat far away and you got to absorb all the PLL goodness along with Kate.
Which I'm going to do a little tiny bonus Patreon episode about the spoilers.
Ooh.
So if you are interested, I will be posting that very soon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because right off the gate, like Kate and I were dying because the first question asked was like this major humongous question that I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, imagine if Michelle was sitting here right now, because there's no way I could have gotten your AirPods in faster, fast enough for us to have avoided that question. So I'm really happy that you went. And mind you guys, this was like an enormous convention center.
Yeah.
So, you know, Michelle was in the back of this room, but like it was so large that just with headphones on, like the voice didn't even travel back to you, which is amazing.
No. Well, and also I just had noise cancellation on.
Right. It just, you know, I'm glad it all worked out.
It did. I mean,
nothing was spoiled.
It's safe to say I return home from the convention with no spoilers.
Right. I can't guarantee from now until season 7 that there won't be anything else, but I did my due diligence and Michelle didn't come home with any spoilers. So I'm happy. I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah. We attended some other panels, Roswell, New Mexico.
Which selfishly that was for me because I've never seen any of these people. First of all, I've never seen them in person.
Yeah.
And then seeing them and their rapport and then having Karina, who's the creator of the show, like be there with them. It just was really meaningful to me because that was like one of my really favorite shows of like 2022, 2023-ish.
Yeah. And then after watching it, it has inspired me to go watch Roswell.
Yep.
The original. and I just want to get to Roswell, New Mexico, but Liz has kind of guided me that I should start with the original.
I just felt like at least have the basis of like what the characters were in the 90s and now how Karina has evolved them.
Right.
They're not the same people.
Right.
At all. So.
But I loved watching their rapport
yeah.
of the actors all together working on that show. I was like, oh my gosh.
I wanted to be a part of the show, yes, right?
I did not come for Roswell, New Mexico, and I left wanting to love that show.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the coolest things about attending a convention is you're leaving with things that you didn't think you would take away.
Yeah, agreed. And just also being, I mean, we've sat on Teen Wolf panels before.
Yeah.
But every single time, like, they're hysterical.
They're a great group.
They love each other. They have great chemistry. And I mean, they're just a bunch of goofballs.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see them again and then see more people who the first time we didn't get to see.
Right.
Like Colton and a ton of other of the cast were there. Almost the entire cast except for you know who.
Right. The other big one we were really excited for was Twilight.
Who wasn't? We got our La Push sweatshirts.
We did
wear them there.
We purchased those sweatshirts from Firefly Shop Online. I'll link it in the show notes. Check out their merch.
Amazing. And these are like embroidered, nice, soft, warm sweatshirts. I mean, they have everything.
Yeah.
They had everything tailored to almost every show that was there.
Yeah.
But we love the subtlety of like, if you know, you know.
Right.
And it's La Push, baby.
It's La Push, baby. It's La Push. But the Twilight panel, which included Peter Facinelli, mm-hmm. Nikki Reed,
Ashley Green,
Jackson Rathbone,
Kellen Lutz,
Sarah Clark.
Look at us. We just did that.
But like to see all of them together.
I know.
It was so special to watch and then to hear everything they're working on.
They're all so charitable and hard workers and they're working on so many projects and things that are like world changing.
Yeah.
And I loved hearing, I mean, I've listened to the Twilight Effect, so I knew what Ashley was doing as far as like reproductive health and women's, you know, advocacy. But to hear her talk about it in front of like all these people, and then to have Peter be like, actually, this is really informative. I have daughters.
Yeah.
That was like really great. I'm sure she felt really amazing after that.
It was great.
It was so good.
Yeah. And at the end, my favorite part was watching them all hug each other.
I know.
I felt, you know, you're kind of like a voyeur looking in.
Yeah, it's weird.
But you could tell how much they love each other. Mm. And I just being in the presence of that was really special.
Yeah.
It was really, really special to witness.
Yeah. The only thing we didn't get to see, and that's only because we weren't really a part of any of that, but like Ian Somerhalder was there as well.
Yeah.
And Nikki Reed, who is his wife. And like, just, I haven't actually seen them like together in person. Like, and so it would have been nice to see, because he was supposed to be part of one of the panels. We didn't get to see him interact, which I know everyone was a little upset about.
Yeah. So another panel we did attend was
I don't remember what it was called, but it had Tyler Blackburn, Ashley Benson.
It was like aliens, vampires.
Right, because it had Michael Vlamis. And then it had Kat Graham, which she's in Vampire Diaries. And then I think Riley was there too. She's from Vampire Diaries in the original.
So maybe it was like liars and vampires. It was a collection of...
It was a nice collection.
It was a nice collection of actors they put together. And that was fun to watch. However, there were I sat in on that one and there were some ELL questions asked. Yeah. So I just loved my AirPods.
What, didn't Keegan come in on it last minute or no?
No, Keegan was part of it. Tyler, Ashley. But right. Ian was supposed to be a part of that. Right, it was supposed to be
Ian. And I was like, okay, guys. I'm guaranteed for there to be a lot of Vampire Diaries questions because Ian is, you know, huge and people are always wanting to ask him things. Right. And Kat Graham, people also, same thing. Right. So I was like, okay, Michelle, I think this is all right because I feel like there won't be as much PLL content here. But then, of course, Ian didn't come to the panel. So it was only Kat for some of the portion. So like for the first kind of 15, 20 minutes, I'm panicking. And Michelle's like, with the headphones, without the headphones, with them.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. But I'm glad you didn't catch any of it because, again, spoilers. It was, I mean, there was and there wasn't. Like, it was kind of, you know, what was your favorite scene working together or, you know, favorite season or can you explain this? So, like, some of it wasn't spoilery, but some of it was.
Right, right. And so anytime I heard that, I just plugged in my AirPods.
Yep.
Raised the volume of the music. And I did.
It worked out. Spoilers. It really worked out.
It did. We ended the weekend with the John Tucker reunion panel, which it was Sophia Bush, Ariel Keble, and Jesse Metcalf.
It was again, epic. Literally epic.
Epic. Watching these three on stage, we love John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah. Top like 10 favorite movies.
So great.
It's so good.
And then we learn that there's a second script coming. Ariel seems to be.
Yeah.
Either what I gathered working on it or she wrote it.
I think she said I wrote it. It just has to kind of like come together.
Yeah.
And she said that, you know, majority of the original cast are signed on. So like Sophia didn't seem like she was like so surprised. So I'm like, okay, maybe Sophia knows about it. But Jesse was like a little surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, oh, wait, this is a John Tucker Must Die movie without John Tucker. Like, of course, John Tucker has to be there.
And can I be a part of it?
And can I be a part of it?
And she's like, duh. Get a redemption or do I not change at all?
At first, he said, I wish John didn't change.
Right.
And then he said, I wish John would change. Yeah. So we don't know how it's going to go.
But exciting.
Very exciting.
And to be in the hands of Ariel. Right. Which seems like she is the one. Because
they did talk about, you know, back in the day, some of the not so good stuff that had happened on set and what, you know, the network was telling them that they had to do and or look or be. And
yeah,
so it's nice to have control. I'm sure that's going to be great.
Yeah. The convention had a lot of cool shops and
It did.
Specifically these pop-up shops by merch by Blink Clo. The actors who had shops were Michael Vlamis, Michael Trevino, Kayla Ewell, Tanner Novlin, Dylan Sprayberry, and
Riley Vocal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This merch had essentially inside of the merch was like a QR code that you don't see, but you scan over like the logo that's on the sweatshirt and it brings you to this interactive video on your phone. It was the coolest thing. Like, of course they could make something like this. We just never thought about making something like this.
Right. And each shop had its own theme. And so I was very, very, very drawn.
We didn't know that.
First day to Dylan Sprayberry's Bathroom Honey. I was just instantly, right? Like Friday, I was like,
And when we walked in, we were like, oh, this is so cool. How do we purchase it? And then the woman was like, oh no, this is like when Dylan Sprayberry is here, like it's only for his meet and greets. Like they can only come in and give him.
Yeah, because that was part of it. There were certain time slots that allowed you to shop with the actor
how cool was that?
Very cool. And I was like, oh, well, first off, I don't even know who Dylan is.
I don't care about that. I just want to purchase this.
I don't need to meet him. I'm just really interested in this print. It's called Moon Man. I love it. And they're like, okay, you have to come back. And I was like, no problem. Next day I go back. I'm about to walk in the shop. Like, Dylan's about to come. And I was like, okay, I'll come back.
She like makes friends with the volunteers. Yes. She's like, just let me know when I can come back in.
The volunteers who worked the Epic shop
incredible
line were amazing.
They were great.
Yeah. Shout out to Mary who helped me and gave me my first friendship bracelet.
Ever. Michelle cried a little.
I did. but then I finally did go and purchase my Moon Man print. And it's so stinking cool. I did send a message to Bathroom Honey on Instagram. I was just like, hey, I would just love to know the inspiration.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any back yet. Hopefully, I'll hear something back. But very, very, very cool. This was like my second favorite part of the weekend.
It was really amazing. And then I saw one of the attendees wearing a crossword sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And what that was Michael Vlamis's.
Yeah.
Led to his short film.
Right.
And I was like, wait. And so then you can go into his booth and you can purchase any of that merchandise from him. And it was just a really smart idea.
It's so innovative to scan the sleeve of a shirt and it brings you to this world.
Yeah.
Or with Dylan's art, you just scanned the QR code. And the way I purchased it was essentially I was transported to this digital landscape, mm-hmm. picked it off the wall.
Yeah.
Paid for it, you know, cashless. All digital right, payment, yep. And then just went and picked it up. And also they would hold your merch if you didn't want to hold it the whole day. Yeah. Very cool.
And your Moon Man was 2 out of 100?
Yes.
So only the second drawing he's ever done.
Limited print, I guess.
That was, limited out of, only 100 were made.
Yeah.
So Michelle pretty got cool. the second. It was really cool.
Yeah. And I know they're going to release full merch if you just follow Merch by Blank Clo. I keep trying to like who owns it.
I know
Michael Vlamis is very much involved, but I'm like, who actually owns
interesting.
Merch by Blank
Clo? Well, we'll link it below if you're interested.
Check it out.
Totally check this out. This is really the coolest thing we've ever seen.
I just kept my mind was blown, and I kept going back to the people who worked at the shop to talk about how cool this was,
right? And what an interesting thing to do for a meet and greet, right? You think you're just gonna be able to talk to your favorite actor, maybe get an autograph, whatever.
Yeah.
But then you can go into this very
specific boutique.
A little boutique which wasn't just clothing, it was decorated to fit the vibe of the actor and the clothing itself.
Yeah.
What a cool immersive experience.
Very cool.
I would be very impressed if I was.
And I wanted everything.
Yeah, me too.
Everything.
Everything was really, really cool.
It was really cool. We had a photo op.
We did. We couldn't.
We could not. Right.
And we have a wall of, the people that are important to us.
It's a great way to put it.
We needed to have Tyler Blackburn and Keegan Allen. Why not?
Why not?
And we didn't get good sniffs, but
right.
We know they smelled good.
They were sweet.
They were.
Very sweet. I don't know if you've ever been to a convention. The picture part to me, it almost feels surreal. It just feels surreal. It feels like it's over in the blink of an eye.
It's like it didn't even happen. You're like, right. Having an outer body experience.
Yeah.
It's like you watch yourself do it and then walk away. And it was like, did that even happen?
Right. But to me, the best part of the picture is again, to go back to what I was saying, is to do it with you.
Yeah.
And so every time I look at that, I think about our weekend together.
Me too. Yeah.
And that's what I love about doing these pictures. But I was like, we have to. Yeah. They were super sweet.
They did multiple. I mean, Troyan wasn't there on the same day the rest of them were. So she had maybe some with Tori, and some with Keegan, right?
I believe so.
But then Ashley was there on Sunday.
And Saturday.
And so they did the trio of Ashley, Keegan, and Tyler, which that must have been super cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just watching them all on stage, Ashley and Keegan were having a full outside conversation, cackling while someone else was being asked a question. And I was like, that is I love to see that. Yeah. I love to see that you guys are catching up. It's probably hard behind the curtain before you get on the stage to catch up. And maybe they went to dinner. This is just me pretending I know. They probably went to dinner that next night or whatever to catch up. But it was just nice to see that there's still bonds.
Yes.
You're bonded for life when you do a 7 season television show.
Well, from what it seems, yes, that's true.
I think it seems that way. It just seems that way in television. And listening, actually, just to tie this into Jeanette McCurdy's book, Don't Ask, this is what I was listening to on our way there and way back. But she talks about, like, when you're on a show and you develop such intense relationships with these people, and then you're sad that the show ends because you're probably never going to see them again. And I just thought that in the back of my mind, I was like, it probably was so nice for everyone to just reconnect and see each other again. And a lot of them being on the same shows or knowing the same people, because mm-hmm. the CW is really small.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of CW shows there. I mean, a lot of the Chicago shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure those people overlap too.
Yeah.
It was just nice to see everyone just like love each other.
That, I mean, I felt like the whole room was just filled with love.
Yeah, me too.
Like these girls, the Epic girls put on such an amazing convention. I mean, I'm sure there's some stress along the way, anything, any kind of production, but but for someone who's attending, like it just went so smooth.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know, it was just like a really good vibe.
Out of all the conventions we've ever been to,
This one
has run the smoothest.
Agreed.
And I'm sure they had tons of tickets sold, right? But it didn't feel that way.
No.
Because it feels, and they write this on their website, and not to take it from them, but like an intimate experience. That's exactly what it feels like.
It does.
You're on a line with people, but you're not like so far from seeing your favorite actor, or you know, you're not far from getting a photo op, and the panels had tons and tons of seats, and it just seems like it's more intimate than the rest of these autograph conventions.
Right. Yeah, this is a totally different experience.
Yeah, and then to add the addition of those like specialty shops, and they made it. And then they had Edward Cullen's car.
They did, with Eternal Edward,
who's like the cosplay Edward.
Right. So that was really cool. You could take pictures with him, and that was like a really nice element.
It was.
Yeah, they do a really, really good job. I highly recommend. They're doing one, like we said, they do all these Vampire Diary ones, the June Wedding, EpicCon Chicago 2, which is happening in September.
Mm-hmm.
And then in October, the Upside Down, which is Stranger Things. They have Millie. And
I know they had Joe.
Joe and then Daiquiri.
Oh, Daiquiri. He was what's her name's brother? Max's brother. Remember him?
Nope.
You don't remember him? He's like the Zac Efron look like. He was like the buff older brother that was like a dick.
It's been so long
since. Alright, I don't want to spoil anything for that.
You don't want to spoil anything, but I'm also just the worst. As we've also discovered this week, I'm the worst with names. I'm the worst with remembering faces in shows. Like, even when we were watching the panels, you're like, Michelle, it's blah, blah. I'm like, who? Who's Dylan Sprayberry?
Yeah, she was like, who's Dylan Sprayberry? Like, I'm like, Michelle. But then, to be fair, Michelle didn't get up to season 4 of Teen Wolf, so she doesn't know who Dylan Sprayberry was.
Right, yeah.
And she's like, I know Mason. I'm like, there's no way you know Mason, because Kylan wasn't on the show until season 4. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, mm-hmm, because he comes when Dylan comes.
It all comes from love, though, I promise you.
Of course.
You.
There's only so much we can fit into our little brains.
It's so true. It's like the older I get, the less I can put in.
And I have to memorize all 7 seasons of Pretty Little Liars at this point. It's like, my brain's not going to hold anything.
Right. But yeah, this is a really fun weekend. I'm so glad we went.
Me too.
I'm so glad we went. I hope you guys enjoy our little kind of a vacation diary with us.
Yeah, vacation birthday weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. You should definitely check out EpicCons. We will link them in the show notes. If you're thinking about going to a convention and you're a fan of anything that they put on, highly recommend.
Yeah, agreed. And they'll be shared many times on our Instagram or at Total Buddy Podcast Network if you're interested.
Yeah.
And, you know, check them out. They'll be linked everywhere in this episode. Everywhere.
Yeah. This has been a Total Buddy Podcast, produced and edited by Michelle Rubenstein and Alyssa Daly. Music by Anthony Vacora. We'll be right back.
You're a total Betty.